Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Point to Point. It may not feel like it to you, but it feels like it to me. It has been a break. I think the last time I recorded one of these was last Tuesday. I took a long vacation, so now I'm back from upstate New York and ready to talk to you about a point. Today, the show. Point to Point is a show where I drive from point to point in my morning commute, and I try to get to at least one point. We'll see. Sometimes it's several, sometimes it's only one. Today's point, the thing I want to talk about, is I'm catching up on some news, and I have recently seen the chronological mode for Last of Us. And I kind of just want to talk about Sony's infatuation with becoming a film company and how confusing that is sometimes. I think maybe the best place to start is it chronological mode or maybe Kurosawa mode? I think it's very funny that that Sony, I guess, company who owns PlayStation and also Sony Pictures, is... Like, the game studios continue to make this trend toward cinematic, like, third-person adventure games, whether that's with God of War and their kind of, you know, quote-unquote one-shot style with the first God of War 2018, or we look at something like, this is less, like, taking film technique, but, you know... The Sons of Anarchy zombie game is just Sons of Anarchy, but zombies. And then you go to something like Last of Us, which was already pretty cinematic. And then you layer on top of that they literally just made a TV show out of it. Uncharted has its own movie. And then, you know, Kurosawa mode in Ghosts of Tsushima. And I think, unconfirmed, but I saw... someone make mention that there's also like a anime, like lo-fi Samurai Champloo mode to Ghosts of Yote. Unconfirmed. I'm not sure if that was real, if it was just a bit, but the thing that is confusing about it is that it makes perfect sense, so I trust it. But I'm just kind of curious where this goes, because Last of Us is like a cinematic game anyways. And especially part two is, you know, that is like as photorealistic and like intensely carefully designed with their environments as you can kind of get with a game. Like, I don't know, if there is a game that looks better than Last of Us 2 did on the PlayStation 4 Pro, you know, I will be quite surprised. What's going on here? I think the crazy thing about it is, like, where does it end, you know? Like, chronological mode is just kind of like a weird thing that I don't really understand as a means of playing that. Like, is it the score chase mode for Last of Us? Like, maybe. I just find it really confusing that... instead of, you know, working on the next one of these or working on the next great property by Naughty Dog, you know, something like whatever Intergalactic ends up being, they're spending more time like adding additional longevity to this game, which I guess makes like financial sense to some degree. But it's really just like a mode for the sickos, right? Like, I hope that no one sits down and has to have the conversation of like, oh, okay, do I play Last of Us in chronological mode first, or do I play it in the way it was released? Because I feel like chronological, like the reason that game is not chronological is on purpose. So it seems weird to kind of undercut the narrative of that game by, you know, rejiggering all of the scenes to put them in a specific order. Seems odd, but, you know, I guess Naughty Dog's going to do what Naughty Dog's going to do. And I guess it just kind of further makes me interested in where this goes, because it obviously with chronological mode, like, this is just the first step, but, like, you know, the big one that came out before was Kurosawa mode for Ghost of Tsushima, and I have not played Kurosawa mode in Ghost of Tsushima, but that game was already Kurosawa mode. It seems weird that just putting a, like, black and white texture and film grain on it is worth the director's cut edition, or, you know, is that, I guess maybe what I'm trying to get at here is, it seems like so many Sony games, like the Sony first party studios, especially the, like, Naughty Dog, Santa Monica, like these big games that are supposed to be the big cinematic first party masterpieces that they're putting out, the big blockbusters that are, you know, heavily inspired by film, like, it seems like they are using the techniques, the styles, the even, like, referring very blatantly back to film as a means to kind of get you in the door, and I'm kind of confused if it is, I'm not sure if it's a strategy to bring people on board who, you know, think derisively of video games. Like, it's like, oh no, don't worry, it's, you know, this samurai game is just like the primo samurai game. Like, this is like hailing back to the grand old days of samurai film. Like, this isn't just like a button masher. Like, this isn't boobies out God of War. It's a one shot, like, shot like a film. And I wonder if that's, like, is that supposed to bring people in? Is that supposed to say, hey, our thing is now grown up? Or is that just kind of, you know, is that doing the other thing where it says, oh no, this isn't like your boobies out God of War. This is a masterpiece. Like, this is about a man and his son. And it's all grown up now. Like, we're using the language of film and cinema. And I just feel like there's clearly, like, obviously we've already hit the end of where that can go, right? Like, nobody is making a film that has like the Ghost of Tsushima mode to it, because it is so heavily cribbing off of Kurosawa and other samurai films that, like, we see the homage, we see, you know, In some cases, we, like, see the shot-for-shot remake of the media that we like so much. And as Sony continues to spend just, like, absolute buckets of money on these games, I just wonder, like, where does it go from here, right? Like, does this new, like, Venom DLC or game that comes out later, like, does that end up having just, like, a Photoshop AI filter over it that makes it look like, you know, 1960s Spider-Man, you know? Or, like, the Wolverine game that Insomniac is doing. Like, does that have, you know, X-Men 94 or whatever styling to it? Because, you know, you already see it, right? Like, in the first one, I think, and maybe the second Spider-Man, they already had the Into the Spider-Verse suit that you could put on, and, like, it had the animation style to it. Like, it's very obvious that they are at least able to do it from a character design standpoint. And as far as I know, Insomniac is one of the only first party studios that's been kind of insulated from this push to film. But I don't know, like, I assume that they continue to do it because it continues to make money somehow. So how long does Insomniac have until, you know, you get animated Spider-Man, like, 1960 Spider-Man mode, where, you know, you, I don't know, it just has, like, stilted animations, or is just the same game, but has, like, some of the old music, or is just, like, film-grained-up cartoons, you know? And I don't know. It seems very interesting to me that they continue to go down this road when it just seems further and further away from marking themselves as prestige games. Like, I don't know. The thing about the Ghost of Yote Samurai Champloo mode thing that, again, I don't know if it's real. I'm going to actually go look that up because it seems interesting. But it continues to seem like they use these graphical styles and techniques as a gimmick more than like a creative decision. Like, I feel like a lot of, like, the reason that Kurosawa movies look the way that Kurosawa movies do is like a combination of the technology that was available at the time, the, like, how he directed movies, and just generally the style of cinema at the time, you know? And, like, you go further and further away from Kurosawa, and you see how Kurosawa has, like, radiated out into film and then into games differently. And, you know, Star Wars is not... it is not shot in the style of Kurosawa, but it is very much using cinematic techniques of it and, like, cinematic tropes of Kurosawa to kind of tell its stories. That it's like a familiar language, but it's not the same thing. And just by, you know, doing the black and white over the, like, very Kurosawa-coded, you know, standoff scenes in Ghost of Tsushima, it's like, well, yeah, like, I guess you're doing it, but it's not shot on film, right? Like, it's not... you're just adding graphics on top of a screen to make it appear like this is the thing that you like. And it feels more like a gimmick. Same with chronological mode. Like, why... what purpose does it serve the story and the general piece of art to, you know, put it in chronological mode? Like, I truly don't know why you would do this instead of, you know, just, you know, and obviously Sony cannot just let the media lie that the amount of times that Last of Us has been put out is absurd. But yeah, it just kind of makes me wonder, like, where's the limit on this, and kind of why isn't Last of Us just kind of becoming its own thing? Or, like, why are all of these games kind of pushing this to a degree that it does not seem to be serving the media itself? It just seems to be, you know, another gimmick that they add in for, you know, another 50,000 sold or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird just to see that, you know, no one else is really doing it either. Like, no one's doing Kurosawa mode in other samurai games. Like, Nine Souls does not have a Kurosawa mode, you know? Or, like, Neo does not have a Kurosawa mode. Even Star Wars games that are, like, very clearly, this is samurai sword game, like, those also do not have that. And, you know, I guess maybe the last thought I will leave you with is maybe keep watching this space to see if, you know, is it just prestige directors, or will we end up seeing a Michael Bay mode for an upcoming Transformers thing, you know? Like, will we see a Michael Bay mode for just, like, the most absurd first-person shooter? I doubt it, you know? I guess that's probably what most Call of Duties are, just all in but name. But, yeah, I don't know. The cinema coding for games when games could just do so much more just seems very weird to me. When, like, we don't need to be doing this. Like, The Last of Us is its own huge property that does not need to have all of these things attached to it. It can just stand on its own and be a good thing. So, yeah, there's my rambly morning thoughts for you. But thanks for hanging out. I got to hop on this train real quick. But this has been Point to Point. I've been Phil. Go check out 70% Complete. We got some new videos up there. There's a good one about Blueprints that I'm really proud of. And about how it's narrative gambling, which, hey, check that out. It's an interesting video. I'm pretty proud of it. So, until tomorrow, I'll catch you, but, see ya. Bye.